delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Well, hello. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is your girl, K Nicole, and this is Ladies Night. And you know, as always, I got some type of topic that we all want to talk about, or it's something to discuss, you know. Today, I'm going to do something a little special. Today, I'm going to do like a little two-part, you know. I'm going to do they hit me with the bell. We got a bell now. So every time one of the host, DJs, whoever, say that bell will ring. It's going to ring a million times for me because... But anyway, like I said, I'm gonna do a little something special today. Today I'm gonna do a two-part show, so I'm gonna be on from 11 to 1 tonight. So you know, y'all gonna hear me tonight 11 to 1. But you know, today I have two topics. Like I said, I have a two-part show. My first topic I'm gonna talk about tonight is strange relationships. You know, I know a few of us have been in those relationships where you just didn't really figure out the person, and thank God some of us got out of it before it even got to the point of the relationship becoming where that feeling in your gut was telling you it was going to become something abusive, something strange, something weird. We're going to talking about, my topic is, are you dating a sociopath? Are you in a relationship with a sociopath? And a sociopath, I'm going to get into all of that. And then, like I said, I'm going to have a two-part show. So my second part of the show, we're going to talk about, can a man and a woman truly be just friends? You know, there's a lot of different sides to that story. Not everybody feels that a man and a woman could just be friends. You know, I don't know. I might be on that side of it. But let's get into our sociopath behavior. My question is, do you think you're in a relationship, or you might be in a relationship with a sociopath? And I'm going to tell you exactly what a sociopath means. A sociopath is a person with a personality disorder, manifesting itself into extreme antisocial attitudes and behaviors and a lack of confidence. So a sociopath is a lack of confidence and all of that, which means this is the reason why they're a little crazy. You know, the first signs, there's a few signs. I'm going to give you all 10 signs that you can be dating a sociopath. The first sign is, he's gullible, very gullibleness and superficial. He got a gullibleness and superficial charm. It's like he's almost the man of your dreams, you know. He's gullible. He's listening to what you're saying. He got this charm. I mean, excellent charm. This is just, you know, this is one of the signs. And that's not a sign for every sociopath, because there's a lot of nice men out there that have a nice charm to him and, you know, got the little gullibleness with him. All right? Second sign, and he's manipulative and cunning. A sociopath, they never recognize the rights of others and see their self-serving behaviors as permissible, you know? They appear to be charming, yet currently hostile, demeaning, seeing their victim as merely an instrument to be used, you know. They may dominate and dehumanize you, you know, or just humiliate you. That's what they do to their victims. Now, I know there's a lot of people that's been in a relationship where you just realize, like, yo, this is something weird. This dude is, or this female is a little crazy, a little off or something. And the first signs is to look for is the ones that's just like seeming like they everything you've been wanting. Like they're just doing it all, you know. They appear to be charming, yet they're hostile and domineering, you know? They like to dominate and humiliate their victims, you know? They like to feel entitled to a certain thing as their right, you know? They feel like this is their right to do this. It doesn't matter what you feel. They just have this grand sense of their self, you know? They're going down the line. They're pathological liars. Now, I know, ladies, and I, you know, I hate to admit it, ladies, we sometimes got the little lying stuff going on, too. Some of y'all women know what I'm talking about. They're pathological liars. You know, they're telling you anything you need to hear to make you, to convince you, you know, to get you on their side. The sociopath has no problem lying coyly, like it's nothing. It comes off his tongue and easily, and it is almost impossible for them to be truthful on a consistent basis. They can create and get caught up in a complex belief about their own power and ability, extremely convincing, even able to pass lie detector tests. That means that a sociopath lies so hard that he probably even thinks the lies are true. He could pass a lie detector test, you know? And it's sad to say there's women that live this every day, you know? Some of them couldn't get out one time. And, you know, it's weird because I was looking online and this whole subject just came to me. I just happened to be looking online and I just was reading another lady story online, you know. Her name is Miss Donna Anderson, and her story is she married a sociopath. So he done stole her money, did all kind of things. She thought she was in love with this man. She thought the man loved her, and all he did was use her and manipulate her and got what he wanted. And that's how they move on in life. Until they meet somebody else, they could do the same thing too. You know, a sociopath has a lack of remorse. Have you ever met somebody that it don't seem like, dang, nothing gets to you? You just like straight face with everything. Like nothing affects you. A lack of remorse, shame, no guilt, a deep-seated rage. They got a deep-seated rage inside of them, which is a split off and repressed, you know? They repress it, and then it's almost like you got another personality, too. You're the good guy and the bad guy at the same time. Does not see others around them as people, but only as targets of opportunity. Instead of friends, they have victims and accomplices who end up as victims, you know? The end always justifies the mean, and they let nothing stand in their way. So a sociopath is going to lie to you. He's going to manipulate you. And they say they're very, very cunning. Very cunning. So a sociopath could get you to believe anything. So you got to pay attention to these signs, you know what I'm saying? The signs of this person just seeming like he's your soulmate right off the bat, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you got a couple of dollars. This is usually what they're looking for. These guys usually get going for something, for someone who has something, you know, to offer them. I got about 5 more signs. Before I get into all them signs, I'm going to play a little bit of music. But listen, I need to pay attention to this because this is some serious stuff. Miss Donna Anderson almost lost her life. And this was interesting, so I had to come on here and bring this to everybody's attention. Again, this is your girl, K. Nicole, Ladies Night. Make sure y'all stay tuned in for the other half of my signs of you might be in a relationship with a sociopath. Holla.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga, I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating a joint for traps, taking my telephone for taps. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind's playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that move that I ran off the block? Or is it that nigga last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, metal flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use in the line, I was scared than a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and better die quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seems like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
Fell on a weekend, me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags, till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. He'd be in for a squabble, no doubt, so I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured, but this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet, now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. We triple teamed on them, dropping them motherfucking bees on them. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the street. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie. My mind is playing tricks on me.
calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn, you must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyways, fuck it, what's been up, man, how's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too, I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? I'ma name her Bonnie. I read about your Uncle Ronnie too, I'm sorry. I had a friend kill himself over some bitch who didn't want him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground shit that you did with Scam. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like the shit you did with Rockets too, that shit was fat. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan, this is Sam. I hope you have a chance, I ain't mad. I just think it's fucked up you don't answer fans. If you didn't want to talk to me outside the concert, you didn't have to. But you could have signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother, man, he's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you 4 hours and you just said no. That's pretty shitty, man, you're like his fucking idol. He wants to be just like you, man, he likes you more than I do. I ain't that mad, though, I just don't like being lied to. Remember when we met in Denver? You said if I write you, you would write back. See, I'm just like you in a way. I never knew my father neither. He used to always cheat on my mom and beat her. I can relate to what you're saying in your song. So when I have a shitty day, I drift away and put them on. Cause I don't really got shit else, so that shit helps when I'm depressed. I even got a tattoo with your name across the desk. Sometimes I even cut myself to see how much it bleeds. It's like adrenaline, the pain is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is real, and I respect you cause you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous cause I talk about you 24/7. But she don't know you like I know you, Slim, no one does. She don't know what it was like for people like us growing up. You gotta call me, man, I'll be the biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, Stan. P.S. We should be together too. My fan, this will be the last package I ever send your ass. It's been 6 months and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two letters. I wrote the addresses on them perfect. So this is my cassette I'm sending you. I hope you hear it. I'm in a car right now. I'm doing 90 on the freeway. Hey, Slim, I drink a fifth of vodka. You dare me to drive? You know the song by Phil Collins in the air of the night about that guy who could have saved that other guy from drowning but didn't? Then Phil saw it all, then at a show he found him? That's kind of how this is. You could have rescued me from drowning. Now it's too late. I'm on 1,000 downers now. I'm drowsy. And all I wanted was a lousy letter of a call. I hope you know I ripped all of your pictures off the wall. I love you, Slim. We could have been together. Think about it. You ruined it now. I hope you can't sleep and you dream about it. And when you dream, I hope you can't sleep and you scream about it. I hope your conscience eats at you when you can't breathe without me. See, Slim, shut up, bitch. I'm trying to talk. Hey, Slim, that's my girlfriend screaming in the trunk. But I didn't slit her throat. I just tied her up. See, I ain't like you. Because if she suffocates, she'll suffer more. And then she'll die, too. Well, gotta go. I'm almost at the bridge now. Oh, shit, I forgot. How am I supposed to send this shit out?
Pregnant now, how far along is she? Look, I'm really flattered you would call your daughter that. And here's an autograph for your brother. I wrote it on the starter cap. I'm sorry I didn't see you with the show. I must have missed you. Don't think I did that shit intentionally, just to diss you. But what's the shit you said about you like to cut your wrist too? I say that shit just clowning, dog. Come on, how fucked up is you? You got some issues, Dan. I think you need some counseling to help your ass from bouncing off the walls when you get down some. And what's this shit about us meant to be together? That type of shit'll make me not want us to meet each other. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other, but maybe you just need to treat her better. I hope you get to read this letter. I just hope it reaches you in time before you hurt yourself. I think that you'll be doing just fine if you relax a little. I'm glad I inspire you, but Stan, why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy shit. I seen this one shit on the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend in the trunk. She was pregnant with his kid, and in the car they found a safe, but they didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was... It was you. Damn.
night. Thank y'all for tuning in and staying tuned in. Again, every Friday, 11 to 12. But I'm going to do a little special. Maybe I'll move up. Maybe I'll extend my time. Who knows? But tonight, I'm going to be on 11 to 1. I'm getting it popping. But, you know, as we was going down our list, we're doing 10 signs you might be in a relationship with a sociopath. And I'll give you the definition of sociopath again. A sociopath, a person with a personality disorder manifesting itself into extreme antisocial attitudes and behavior and a lack of confidence. We went down, I'm giving you my 10 signs, and we went down, they got the gullible and superficial charm, you know? It's just superficial. It's not real. They manipulative, cunning, you know? They have a grand old sense of self. Like, they just got the ego of life. But at the same time, a lack of confidence. It's kind of crazy. They pathological liars. And that's where we left off. And I'm going to read down the next five on my list. A lack of remorse, shame, or guilt. A deep-seated rage is a split off, and repressed is at their core. Does not see others around them as people, but only targets opportunities. Instead of friends, they have victims and accomplices who end up as victims. The end always justifies the mean, and they let nothing stand in their way. I just had to read that one over one more time because that is the core of a sociopath. You know, they don't let nothing get in their way. They're going to go after what they go. They have shallow emotions. The emotions are shallow, you know. When they show what seems to be warm, joy, love, accomplishment is more framed than experience, you know. It's just practice for them, you know. They know how to reel you in, and serves as an ulterior motive. Of course, they pretend like they have emotions. They pretend like they care, but it's a reason for the madness. Outraged by insignificant matters, the things that get them upset is something that nobody would understand why, because it's so small and minor. Yet remaining unmoved and cold by what upsets normal people. You know, he has no remorse. You broke your leg. He's looking at you like, you know, man up, woman up. He don't even care about it, you know. Since they are not genuine, neither are none of their promises. Neither is nothing about them. You know, a sociopath is a person with a personality disorder, so he don't even know who he is. He just knows what he wants, you know, or she. I can't leave out the ladies, because there's some crazy women out there, and I know some of the fellas understand what I'm talking about. But I was talking a little bit about Ms. Donna Anderson. I would just bring up one more time, because while I had y'all listen to the music, I pulled up a little bit about her. And I just wanted to share her little piece of story real quick, and then I turn right back and get back into the last three of my 10 signs of you're dating a sociopath. You might be in a relationship with a sociopath. All right? So Ms. Donna Anderson says, in her experience, sociopaths know exactly what they are doing. And most of them never kill anyone. She said they're not psychopaths. That's misunderstood. They're not a psychopath. But to us, the behavior is very psycho, you know. She says, but they are social predators who exploit just about everyone they meet. They have no heart. They have no coincidence, no consideration, and no remorse. Unfortunately, Ms. Anderson had to learn about sociopaths the wrong way by marrying one. Her former spouse absconded with, like, he robbed her for $250,000. cheated repeatedly through their whole 2-year marriage. He even had a baby on her. I mean, well, maybe we got to consider some of these fellas out here sociopaths with the babies on the side. But, you know, sometimes you got to think about it, because if you really care about the person you love, how you let yourself get that far, you know? And it's just crazy. Chow, 10 days after Anderson got up the courage to leave the marriage, the mother of the child committing bigamy in the process. 10 days after she finally, you know, got up to leave him, he married the other lady. 10 days right after, you know what I'm saying? Committing bigamy, and still, you know. She got a book out called Love Fraud. So, you know, y'all can check that out. Check out her whole story of how she went through marrying a sociopath, her life and her story, which is very interesting. So, you know, maybe we'll try to get Miss Anderson to come talk to us about that one day. But I'm going to keep going down my list, and we're going to start where I left off. They have the incapacity to love. So a sociopath is never loved you. He never loved you. He never will. He don't know how. And he just knows how to get you. So most, you know, it's a few of y'all don't have to worry about this sociopath, because y'all don't got nothing for him. So you don't have to worry about that kind of psycho. You know, you might get another kind of psycho. But these sociopaths, they pry on people. Who knows? You know, they everywhere. You know, they need stimulation, you know. Sociopaths likes to live on the edge. They have big verbal outbursts. Physical punishment are normal, you know. Promiscuity and gambling are common, you know. Women, sex, money, power, that's what they're into. Nothing else, no love, no emotion, you know. Lack of empathy, unable to emphasize with the pain of their victims, having only contempt for other feelings of disrespect, and readily taking advantage of them. They don't, you know, when you go through this problem and your life is ruined because you got with this person, he didn't even care. It didn't mean nothing to him. He's just on, or she's just on to the next. And it is what it is. They got what they need, and they're keeping it moving. Y'all listening to Ladies Night with K. Nicole, and we're talking about the 10 signs you might be dating a sociopath. You know, I got one more left and a little bit more talk about the situation and my topic. And I'm going to play some music before I get into the rest of it. So Ladies Night with K. Nicole, y'all stay tuned in. And I got some more. Make sure y'all stay tuned in, because we're going to get into talking about, can men and women really, truly be friends?
Don't you be holding back your love. Don't you be holding back. Don't you be holding back your love. Don't you be holding back.
Pussy wetter than ever, enough to sink a boat.
Don't you be holding back your love. Don't you
Houston and every state. Transported in foreign cars to larger states.
So believe me, you know you want us stronger. As long as we can kick it with your homegirl.
A 2-on-1 fast break, that's a slam dunk. I know you want it, I can take you where your man won't.
Yeah.
Chop Stella Trey, think Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
Yellow Nuvo, and pink boy short.
Off your stomach. Baby, you ain't had no freaking shit like this. And I start dripping ice down your spine. I'll make you mine. Now you're telling all your girls I done tow it up. So don't be mad at me, I won't be thrown for all you but.
You are now watching the throne. Don't let me get in my zone. Don't let me get in my zone. Don't let me get in my zone. These other niggas is lying, acting like the summer ain't mine.
I got that hot bitch in my home.
You know how many hot bitches I own. Don't let me get in my zone. 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 The stars is in the building. They hands to the ceiling. I know I'm about to kill it. How you know I got that feeling? You are now watching the throne. Don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. I'm definitely in my zone.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Conversation got boring. You said you'd go into bed soon, so I snuck off to your bedroom. And I thought I'd just wait there until I heard you come up the stairs. And I pretended I was sleeping, and I was hoping.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning, and I want you. You want me, don't you? I can see. Waiting on me since I said that I was hitting the club. Sun be coming up on me, and I know you be getting so horny. Cause you be sending me texts like, boy, just get your ass up in that car and come get all of this love. You ain't gotta remind me. She already said if I don't come on time, she might go crazy. And she'll be waiting on me naked with one of my chains on. She might come and find me. Oh, and then ask me kindly, do I want her to go crazy? We do this every night and then we always wake up singing the same song.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Conversation got boring.
Talk to me, girl.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Conversation got boring.
What's up? Back. Welcome back. It's K. Nicole Ladies Night every Friday, 11 to 12. Today we going, I'm going to hang out a little bit. Got DJ Big Student came in the building, you know.
Yo.
But
we're going to
get into some things coming in my next segment. But this topic is real serious, you know. There's people out there in relationships with sociopaths, you know, and hopefully, you know, this gave some enlightenment to some of the ones that in a relationship and don't know what to do to get out of it, or don't understand why this guy is, or this girl is acting the way they're acting. It's because they're sociopaths. They don't really care. That's why they treat you that way. They just want what you can offer them. I don't know if it's sex or if it's money or you got giving them power over you, because that's part of the behavior too. They want to take over you. They make you feel like you're not, you know, nothing, and, you know, diminish you so they could be powerful over you. You know, they like to just keep you under their control. That's the key to a sociopath. They want to be in control all the time, you know. Sociopaths have early problems, juvenile behavior problems, you know. Usually a history of academic difficulties. You know, a person like this has problems in life. They're not doing good in school. They're having some type of academic problems. They're not getting along with people. So when they do find somebody that they can have power over or manipulate or convince them into believing into him or her, then that's how, you know, that's where the power for them comes in. They got you. You know, sociopaths is irresponsible and reliable. They do not accept blame for themselves. Everything is somebody else's fault, you know, and it was never them, you know. Even though this is obvious to everybody, it was clearly you. You know, they very promiscuous. You know, you got a guy that's cheating on you all the time, and when he want to come in and argue with you and fight over you and treat you like you ain't nothing, you know. He don't got no money, nothing to offer. You taking care of him, taking your money. You know, these are signs of sociopaths. You may need to leave this person alone, or, you know, I'm not going to just single out the fellas, because there's some psycho women out there, definitely. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just make sure you know, you pay attention to these signs, man. I'll read all the signs back again. They're a person with a gullibleness and a superficial charm, you know. Somebody that seems like he just your soulmate all of a sudden out the blue, you know. Very manipulative, very cunning, you know. They grand old, they like a giant sense of self, you know. They believe that they are what it is, you know. But at the same time, a lack of confidence, like I said before. They're pathological liars. They have a lack of remorse, shame, or guilt. They have shallow emotions. They don't really care. They just, you know, whatever is going on, it is what it is. As long as it's something he's happy with, or, you know, as soon as something serious happens, he has no emotion. Something small, he or she is ready to blow up, you know. They have the incapacity to love. So the person doesn't really love you. He just needs you for something. He has some type of power over you. They need stimulation, and they callousness and lack of empathy, you know. And I could just go on and on and on. But, you know, you know, I'm coming here with all of that. Sociopaths. Is people are in relationships, DJ Big Stu.
Can I say something, though? If you don't mind, if I say something.
Go ahead.
Well, the first thing I want to say is this, man. How come you always kept saying he? Yeah, you threw the, all right, you shared the she every time you said the five he's. You, if for some reason it seemed like you just dedicating this to the men. You said a little, yeah, she, and then when you did say she again, you said something like they, or you know what I'm saying? You kept the man in there.
When you
first started the subject off, you kept hitting us with the heat. But before we get into that, before I let you answer that, I have to do something that Kappa said. I think you brought a new piece of equipment today with all the your nose that you said. I was driving up here, and you said your nose so much that the machine said, dang.
Come on.
So, you know, I think you brought a new piece of equipment up in here. That's the first thing I want to say. But,
how much I lost? Oh, man, that's crazy. It's a dollar for every ding, you know?
Yeah, it's a dollar for
everything. Oh, my gosh. I just said it again. This is crazy.
Listen, I can't even keep clicking the button. My finger hurt in the other. That's why I see the guy, the other guy, that you know, button sitting down. Because he was like, I can't do it no more, Stu. She said, you know, all through the whole show. But this is something, though. I don't know, you know. You got me saying it. But for a fact is that
I
think I'm dating a Saisha.
Well, you know, Stu, you should look at them signs, I'm telling you. If some of them in there, it might be just a partly sociopath. But if she got all of those signs,
you know, I think she do.
You might have to call the cops or something. I don't know what to
say. I have called the cops and they didn't do nothing.
But I'm going to get back to what you said. I wasn't just pertaining to he's the only one, you know, to do this, but when it's more common for a dominating male, but you're right, women do dominate. There's a lot of women dominating over men. There's a lot of women that go through life not caring about nothing and are sociopaths as well. You know, I wasn't pertaining to the male only. We're pertaining to women too. We got some crazy females out there, definitely psycho, you know, but I pertain to he as, you know, he, that's what it is, you know. He is the terminology.
Yeah, you know,
man.
As female chauvinistic, you know, as he. For
that is the terminology
are,
of man. So
as like
just
me and
Kappa
played
not
the record the last time, I am woman, hear me roar,
listen,
you know.
I'm just trying to put out there that, you know, pay attention. If these signs are what it is, you know, maybe you need to get away from this person quickly. Very quickly.
Now, if this person, now, I'm trying to understand now, but so a sociopath is basically a gigolo?
No.
Basically, a lot of the signs.
No, no,
you
I wouldn't
saying,
say.
Like,
no, no. Because no.
Gigolos do the same thing. You
no,
know?
No. Maybe, but I'm not saying he only wants the person for money. They want, he or she wants the person for whatever they can have power over
but,
the person.
But some gigolos might just not want money. Some gigolos get money, sex, power, the power over them. So basically, some woman wrote this article and said, and this happened to her.
This is a true
she
fact.
She ran into
They're
a
so
gigolo.
Fast.
No, really true. What's her name again? Donna, what's her name?
Donna Anderson.
Donna Anderson ran into a gigolo, and she just don't want to admit it.
Listen.
She ran into a slick-talking, fast-talking homeboy. He ran into somebody that was slick-talking and fast-talking. How he kept her hostage?
And they say sociopaths have excellent sex. Like, they sex is the bomb. That's why you can't get away from them.
She went, wrote a book about it and everything. She wrote a book about it and was talking about his sex and everything. She ran into a gigolo. That's what she did. She ran into a gigolo. He gamed her. He probably got everything that she said he got. She said money and everything.
Yeah, she said he got 250 big ones from
so
her.
So she wrote a book and titled a gigolo a different name.
Called him a sociopath.
Called him a sociopath, but he was really a gigolo.
It's not just
he had
over
a baby
her
on the side.
Listen, but he was controlling that other lady too.
All right,
you know?
Is that not a gigolo? That's a gigolo. That's the same thing as a prostitute. You know what I mean? What is it? It's the oldest game in the book. Before drugs, before the crack game, before the weed game, before the sell your food stamps for some less game, before
yeah,
the sell a fake cigarette
abusive
game.
Yeah, but and crazy. The gigolo got to beat her up, too?
Now you always throw a beat up in there. You know
that's what this is. That's what
she's
saying.
You know,
that's what they're saying.
I'm not
they
say
have
that,
violent
no,
cause behavior.
I'm definitely against, you know, women getting beat up, so I'm not going to even go there. But He's a violent gigolo.
Listen,
that's what we're going to call
this
him.
This is DJ Big Stu, all right? Listen, y'all listening to Ladies Night. This is K. Nicole. DJ Big Stu in here done jumped in. You know, like I said, I have another topic we're going to get into. I want to know out there, do you believe, and I want to know you from you too, DJ Big Stu, that men and women can just be friends?
Are you sure you want to talk about this tonight?
Yeah, we're going to talk about this. And before I talk about this, I am going to play some music. And me and DJ Big Stu, and hey, anybody out there that want to tune in or call in, the number is 914-338-1685-1-877-288-6883.
Yes, 877-288-6883. Call and toll free. Yes. She's saying, can a man and a woman be friends? Now, we're talking about job friends, or we're talking about friends that they hang in each other's house every day and do that? No, they can't do that. They can't unless one of them is ugly as hell.
I don't think it matter.
If they both is sexy, it's over.
I think, you know what? It's got to be some kind of history. The only reason why you could be friends like that, you got to have some type of history where y'all already knew and y'all already been there and done that. It's whack. It's boring. But y'all still was always cool, you know? That's the only way I could see two people being friends. But it's still, I agree with you, D. David, too.
I don't know.
But, you know, there's some people that don't agree with you, you know? There's some people who feel like a man and a woman could be friends and they could share things with each other.
I mean, you know, there are some rare situations, but I think, you know, unless, like, say if they got boyfriends and girlfriends, and they both have boyfriends and girlfriends, and they all chill together, and they all do it like that, and everything is out in the open, but, and I put a big capital B-U-T on this one, if they don't bring each other around, each other's spouses, if they don't go on family outings with the kids and everything, and even if they do that, they still could do it. But at least, you know, it's not out in the open if they do that. Like, if they was doing that and say, oh, we do, you know, we hang out like this, we're cool like that, we have the Super Bowl game together, our families do this. I've seen some couples like that, you know, that they, that the, you know, the, even the guy and the girl grew up together, but they interact with their families. So in that case, but if they're not interacting with their families, if they're not, like, you know, bringing in, come on, you know, they this because, you know, they, there's some attraction to each other, man. But if they did it before, that's even worse. It's always going to, if they did it before and they still be around each other like that.
It depends.
Unless they have some real big falling out moment. If it could be, all right, whack. But say a real, real big falling out. It could even be whack. If they real friends like that, they chilling like guys or girls chill with each other, then they might have got drunk together and chilled in the house together. And even if it's whack, they could still bang heads if liquor got them talking. So
I'm going to tell you why. And, you know, ladies, I might have to, like, throw us under a little bit. Like, a female.
Kick them under.
I don't feel that way because I think, you know, sometimes females not know how to use things and use it how we want. Like a female, I don't think they be like in, a guy, sex is all the time, that's all in their mind. A female could play on that, you know, and have that guy listening and doing everything she wants. No, and then that's just the same. No, because that guy's basically almost in love with her, doing whatever she wants.
Let me tell you, and females play on guys with the friend thing. They play that borderline friend.
They know,
you know. That borderline friend, like, all right, you know, I might give you some. You keep driving me to the store when
Listen,
I need you. You know, hitting me off with a little bit of rent money over here. You keep.
And he's still waiting for it. Like, he know. He like that.
Because he's a friend.
He's putting money on the line in hopes that she might tickle him a little bit. Like that.
No, he ain't. He's like saying, you know, all right, you know, out of all the women, she might be the one because she is really my friend. She know me. She know this and she know that.
So,
but then girls
don't
be like,
know why you don't feel like dang, I just be doing everything for her while she's telling me about the next dude or whatever.
Yeah, they that's another thing, because you keep crying to the brother, so he think he got a chance, because he's saying, you know, Billy
I mean,
Badass keep
DJ
whipping on you
too,
and pushing on you and not taking care
later,
of you.
Sooner or later, you're going to have to say, listen, what's
now,
good?
Let me tell you what else that happens with that. The minute homeboy gets a girl and start talking with his girl, oh, you acting like you can't come around no more.
Yes.
You all funky because you got a new girl now.
And now,
you all this, you all
the
that.
Jealousy plays a part.
Jealousy.
See?
Yeah, and then the woman went control back again. And then the woman that had the nerve, and I'm going to tell you something else about what you women do, too. Don't be over there smiling. Don't be like, it's true. I don't want you to agree with me. I just want you to listen
you
right
fight?
Now. No, I don't want to fight. I just want you to listen to what I have to express on my chest right now to be on this subject. Now, women, y'all will, I don't know, man. It just seems like sometimes, man, y'all take y'all. All right, you could be my friend, right? You could do this. You could do that. You will drive a brother down to the drain. And like I said, when he get a girl, then you say he's funny. Then you say he's that. Then you will have the nerve and the audacity to have an emergency and expect the dude to leave his girl. I've seen women like that. Like, what? Where was she when you blah, 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 when you cut your toe in 1969? Did she put a Band-Aid on it? Where was you when she
listen,
like, yo, but
see,
she's
my
girl
now. That's why I almost agree with you. It's just almost impossible for a man and a woman to be friends.
And then after you take advantage of the brother, you have the nerve to go to the girl and tell her something like this. This is where y'all are crazy. Women, y'all are a strange species. Because this is what you'll go to the other girl and tell her, listen, you better not hurt him. You better not take advantage of him. After you done took advantage of me for 15 years of being a friend.
But it's different. It's different. It was different. He knew that you was a friend with benefits. And he now is liking
have no
this
benefit.
Lady. Well, she did.
I didn't have no benefit.
She did.
Benefits mean we both got the plan together.
I said she had a friend with benefits. And now he met somebody that he into. It's different. That's not a friend no more.
So let me explain.
So yeah,
this.
She can't hurt him.
Let me tell you something. When, and understand this clearly, right? When the woman is getting only the benefit, that's not a friends with benefit. Friends with benefits is when the friends is benefiting together. Not when one of the friends is benefiting.
She had a friend.
But she
with
had
benefit.
A she had a sugar.
I didn't say it was friends.
She had a taken advantage of situation.
She did, and listen, and he knew. He knew he was paying a down payment and thought he was gonna get it and he didn't.
That's
or
why
maybe he
I
did get a little
tickle that,
a little bit.
All right,
but who
now,
knows?
This is proof that women and men in that situation, like I said, this is the situation that I said, can't be friends. Because you can look at Judge Judy. You can look at Judge Mathis. You can look at the other judge. Every judge on TV, there's always the guy and the girl who try to be the friend. The guy let the girl move in. The girl let the guy move in.
Yeah.
They both coming
yeah.
in. Now they back on court because when somebody don't get no booty or some pole, the next thing you know, everybody is mad and this and this and this. And now they on
right.
court trying to get back the rent money, trying to get back the I loaned you this money, I bought you this car money,
right.
or he did this or he did that. That shows you right there, and that's the number one seller on these shows. So that shows you, no matter what nobody says, that we can't really be friends like that.
But on those shows, you know that they be humping and they be doing all kind of stuff. And the guy is a sociopath because he just don't care, or she is a sociopath. Let me throw out in there too, because they don't care that they using a person. They just doing what they got to do.
Would
for
you
their
say Rihanna is a sociopath?
Good question. Well, they said she was abusive. They said she was a manipulator. That's my girl right there, though. You know.
Good God, all that bad stuff making your girl manipulative,
no,
abusive.
That's
my girl.
I'm saying that's my girl.
They said she robbed a bank. That's my girl.
It's hard for me to be just saying it. They said, I don't know. I mean, she's getting drunk.
All right, who do you feel? This is another thing. All right, since you that. All right, now you see a lot of people being friends. All right, in the Star game, right? Do you ever feel that you hear that Puffy and Mary J. Blige was always good friends? See, they could be friends because it's all about money.
Oh, I don't know. Puffy might have hit it back in the day. He might have knocked Mary Boots one time.
But he would have said it.
Nah,
Puffy don't hide who he dates.
Come on. Listen,
Mary's
Puffy,
a diva.
Yeah, now.
He ain't going to hide a diva.
I mean, here's the things we
don't
know.
Men don't hide diva.
It's things we don't know. And it's old now because it probably done came out then. We just ain't know about
now,
it.
Now, I'm going to tell you what a star like Puffy would hide. Shaquana out the projects. Shaquana out of Wagner Projects. Puffy would hide her. He won't hide Mary J. Blige.
Well, they said Puffy would be hiding Shaquan him. You know? Well, let me not get into that, but...
But now... See how you always go to... I'm just trying to tell you what a man would do. He wouldn't hide a star or a diva.
But back then, remember,
that.
When Mary came out, she was just ghetto Mary then. You know, Mary done developed
with
into...
With a ghetto booty.
Hey.
Jennifer Lopez came out, and, you know, a lot of guys dated her, you know?
Yeah, but... Bobby did, too.
But... You know, a lot of guys, you know, remember Keenan Wayans said a lot, you know.
Oh, yeah,
you know.
The
whole Living Color said, you know, they was making remarks, both
yeah,
of all of them.
Yeah, I heard that, too.
So I'm just trying to tell you that, you know, it's a difference. And they don't hide it. Robin Givens, we always talk about Robin Givens, but they don't hide it. They tell you, oh, she's a diva, they're going to tell you. Now, the girl who played Precious, if anybody slept with her in the business, you ain't going to never hear about it. You ain't gonna never hear about it.
Okay,
it will never, ever, ever, ever come out.
All right. You know what?
Only if R. Kelly slept with her. That's it.
You know what? The industry is all about looks. But you never know. But you know what? You're right. Somebody's tapping in.
Who? Precious?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Somebody?
Somebody.
But you know what? You know, she got her hair done. Like, you know, she
looked nice in that movie with her.
You know, that's how you girl. She looked nice in that movie.
I mean, I don't know what she looked like on a regular basis, but I'm pretty sure she was like Precious from the movie.
You think Eddie? You know, Eddie is a strange guy. See,
Eddie
I'm saying Eddie and Prince, you know, those dudes, I can see Precious.
Listen,
Prince dating Precious.
Let me tell you about some thick women.
Well, you know, she could dance. She's light on her feet. So who knows what she could do?
Too.
You know, she threw Monique down the steps, too. So let's see.
Sure
oh, but you know what? We got somebody that want to say something, man. So, hello, you there?
It seems like when she watched. Yeah,
hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, what's up? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up? This ladies' night. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Jiggy from New York.
Jiggy from New York.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Jiggy, you been listening?
Yeah, I've been listening, and that's the reason why I pressed on. When you go work out something, yeah, you're right. Okay, why is that? I just
wait, your
know,
phone breaking up on me, Jiggy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Yeah, even though sometimes you don't agree with what he's saying, you'd be like, yeah, you're right, and why is that? He's just like, I've been listening for about an hour now, so...
So what are you talking about, the sociopath behavior or
yeah,
just being friends?
The sociopath.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say. I'm listening.
No, I say sometimes it seems like you not agreeing with what he's saying, but you still be like, yeah, you're right. Like, but you saying that just, I don't know.
You think she's just playing me?
No, she's just saying it just so you can be right even though she's not, she knows that you're not. You feel me?
That's like she's trying to make you feel good about whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So think you date...
Why would you do that? If we're having a conversation, you should be able to really voice your opinion. That's my point.
I totally agree with you, Jiggy. So what? Do you have any type of problem with your girl?
No, never that. I'm very outspoken, so...
I know, I'm just... So you must have dated... this person you're thinking about right now.
No, I'm not really, but I'm just saying sometimes, you know, no matter how much you like the person, you should be able to voice your opinion because, you know, it can be things going only one person's way. It should be going both ways, you know.
No, I agree.
It's not only what your partner says that it has to be right all the time. Sometimes they can be wrong. Feel me?
Yes, I totally agree. Sometimes, you know, you're right. You got to listen to each other and you got to let each other get your voice and speak your opinion.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Because if it's not going like that, the relationship will never work.
Yeah, you're right. Jiggy, you're not aggressive or nothing, are you?
Not at all. Never be, never will be.
That's right. You better not. Jiggy, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate you calling and tuning in. You know, make sure you keep up with them signs. And don't let nobody take advantage of you.
Definitely will. Definitely. All
right. We have a good night.
All right. You as well.
That was Jiggy. He's talking about the sociopaths. Oh, Jiggy came in.
See, I tell you, Bubba's being
aggressive.
Nah, because
right
Jiggy probably ran into somebody like I ran into.
Jiggy probably the sociopath.
I don't think Jiggy's a sociopath. I think Jiggy just, he said, I want to voice my opinion. He probably
exactly.
lived with somebody
you
that.
You want to make sure.
Because he can't voice his opinion,
you know,
at home.
Right.
You know, he
sounded
seemed
a little
like,
sad.
He was
too.
Like, yo, I want to voice my opinion. Uh oh. Now we got, you know, I don't want to say that. You know, I want to voice my opinion. That's what Jiggy was saying. That's what he was saying. You know,
no, I agree. It sounds like, you know, Jiggy want to let his voice be heard, you know.
Once again, you listen to Beef Stew Radio, Ladies Night.
Ladies Night.
Now, you know, tonight I'm definitely, you know, just to take it off, let y'all know, after this show, I will be doing a tribute to Biggie Smalls. You know, we all showing Biggie Smalls love today, so
yes.
I will be playing a whole tribute to Biggie Smalls. Y'all make sure y'all tune in.
Anniversary.
Call it 877-288-6883. We're going to be showing Biggie Smalls love. We got another caller on the line, so let's see what's going on.
Hello, Ladies Night. Hello, are you there? 9128. Okay.
Yeah. You know what happens? Sometimes people, when you click on, if you just want to listen, you're supposed to just let it play. If you click on number one, it's going to actually act like you want to, you know, it's going to show us a sign here in the studio that you want to talk. So if you just want to listen to it, you know, don't press number one. Just let it play and go through, and you can just listen, and, you know, we won't interrupt you.
But if you do, you can press that one and state your opinion. Me and DJ Big Stu right now talking about, you know, can a man and woman be friends, you know?
We're
almost in agreement. Too. I don't know.
We're not really in agreement. We in agreement, but we're not really in agreement. So don't start walking around the building thinking that we agree with
listen,
you.
Listen, we almost agree that men and women might not be the best idea for them to be friends.
Well, yeah, we agree about that, but we agree to different reasons because we agreed. I'd say that women be trying to take advantage of men when you put the friend thing in. And you know that our hormones be making us think differently, and that's what y'all pray on.
Listen.
Y'all know that, you know, when you think of friend, right, this is what a woman would do. She'll say, you know, you're my friend, so she'll dress in some certain stuff around you. That she won't dress in a dude that she's going on a date for the third time.
But
that's
you still
good.
Know
so
you're
now
not getting it.
I don't know
you're
I'm not
happy
getting
to be
it.
Looking, so you just paying for a look.
No, I'm not paying for a look. I'm just thinking one day you might just cry in my arms and give it to me. You know, that's what the guy is thinking. Like, you know, he treating her bad. He hears every single thing about the bad in the relationship and the good in the relationship. And if the relationship be real good, you don't be around him. So that's the one thing. You won't be around him if the relationship is real good. So he knows if you're around him every day, like the friend you're talking about, and your man's not around, the relationship is not good. So that's why he's thinking, I might got a chance with this, if he's thinking like that. But then some dudes be like, yo, and then let me tell you something. Dude, sometimes the more a guy be a friend and not try to get none, the more women get attracted to him. And
it's true. It's true. Women definitely can appreciate a guy with a little patience and a little, and a, you know, I like a guy that have a little control, you know? Make her feel comfortable with you. It ain't all about the wham, bam, bam. So, you know.
Why,
yeah,
when you wham, bam, bam, you have to be out of control? You know, why do
no,
you women say
I don't,
that?
I don't think so. It's
why
got to
be out of control? I know what I'm saying, but why is it like, all right, if you get it, if a man and a woman are friends and they do it. Oh, they out of control.
Nah, I don't.
They just did it. Well, anyway, let's get into some more music, man.
Yeah, let's do that. Ladies Night, K. Nicole, every Friday, 11 to 12. Tonight, DJ Big Stu is on here with me. We talking about, can a man and woman be just friends? I don't know, but we'll get back.
We're going to get back because I'm going to be right.
can run through the city, spend his cash with. That I can run through the city, spend his cash on. Wake up in the morning, get my smash on. I don't want much, baby, egg white. Keep your stomach and your thighs and your legs right. While I'm out here, focus, getting his bread right. But if the head right, Jesus, the head lies. Wake up in the morning and I'm still here. Wake up in the morning and I ain't gone. All I ask, let me just do me. And maybe just me and you can get along. Had the mother bitches mad when they seen us. Had the matching Rolexes, baby, team us. Yeah, the earth is our turf, we can share the world. Maybe even go half on a baby girl.
She said, you ain't no good, but you feel so good. She said, what if I could, but I gotta leave you alone.
With the front, hit it from behind. Love and loyalty never cross a line. Just hit a nigga up when I cross your mind. Show you how to get your own, you won't be watching mine. Put you up on G, show you how to shine. And maybe we can kick it when I got the time. Be my backbone, every nigga need a spot. Gotta know you ride with me if I'm right or wrong. In case I wake up in the morning and it's all gone. Best believe I'ma get it right back. That's the hustler in me, I know you like that. You probably think I'm with a different broad every night. When I think about it, shit, man, you probably right. The more I think about it, shit, you probably wrong. Cause what you didn't think about it, then I'm probably grown.
She said, you ain't no good, but you feel so good. She said, what if I could, but I gotta leave you alone.
Girl around here, this, I swear, me come well, well prepared. Girl, give me the task, let me see if it's in gear. Don't be afraid, I'm a love it, run deep, 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 deep. And death, Mount Everest, this is deep, deep. Ever blessed, ever blazing, girl, so we do it. Program this in your brain and put for repeat. Girl, day after day, so me love is uniqueness. Anything you give me, make me temperature peak, yes. Every time I start to sexiness and sickness, put me warm, put it on my beat, yes. So stop, yes, girl.
Honey, teach your love.
Come through with good music.
No.
DJ Big Stu, you like my hair?
Yeah, your hair looks very, very nice.
I went and got my hair done today.
I see, it looks very nice.
I just gotta shout out my girl. I have to shout out, man. She always do a great job, man. You know, right in Harlem, you can check her out. African Hair Braiding. You know, the name of it is American Hair Braiding. That's the name of the shop. Go check out my girl Fanta, man. You go to Fanta anytime, come to her. She give you $10 off. You tell her you heard it at Ladies Night with K. Nicole. Remember I said that, $10 off. These girls is nice. The whole shop is nice. Everybody in there do their thing. But, you know, I got to shout out my girl Fanta. She got my hair looking real tight right now. Got me some kinky twists. Really, really, really nice. Fanta and out of Harlem and American Hair Braiding Salon. Between 122nd, 123rd Street, and Lexington Avenue. Go check her out. She's going to give you $10 off. Just mention Ladies Night with K. Nicole. All right?
So if I go up in there and try to get my hair braided, she's going to give me $10 off?
That's right. $10 off for you too.
Even with my hair, my hairstyle?
I mean, I don't know if she could braid that. So you're gonna go.
Why you say it like that? Like braid that? Like what the world? What is that?
You have.
I'm human.
Sam sees us, so we can't braid your hair. Right?
If she's nice enough to
do nobody's that nice. Nobody can grab your hair.
Africa.
They don't have no braids on
their
hair.
You see little African dudes on TV with the little Caesar braids. The little girls out there can do their thing.
Yeah, they do their thing, but they not gonna. You got to be like a miracle worker to braid your Caesar.
All right, whatever.
So
I still
sure
take that as an insult.
My girl out, 122nd, 123rd Street, Lexington Avenue.
Oh, can I say something? I want everybody to know next Thursday, there won't be no Underground Showcase, but there will be the History of Harlem Hip Hop Part 2. The History of Harlem Hip Hop Part 2 featuring the legendary Johnny Warr and Ray Vaughn and the story of the Magnificent Seven. For those of y'all that really know true Harlem hip hop, you know, that's the show that we always bring once in a while, and we bring back you some real archive stuff about Harlem hip hop, about hip hop that started in Harlem. We're gonna go to one of the guys that started hip hop in Harlem right there. You know what I'm saying? Johnny Warr, Ray Vaughn, Magnificent Seven, DJ Spivey, Ty Stick. We're gonna get that whole story. There's a documentary going out that's coming out right now. So make sure y'all tune in next Thursday. Me and my man Drinks on Russ going to interview them, and that's going to be a real big show. Man, remember, History of Hip Hop Part 2, Johnny Warr, Ray Vaughn, the Magnificent Seven story. I just want to say that.
All right, that's cool. That's cool. You know, me and DJ Big Stu, we in here. The topic for tonight is, can a man and a woman truly be friends? You know, if you out there and you want to voice your opinion, you could call in toll free. 1-877-288-6883. All right? And you could let us know how you feel about a male and female being friends.
Yeah.
But DJ Mustafa, I've been looking through the news and the gossip and everything, you know? And guess what? This kind of shocked me because they got Coolio in the news, but not Coolio, Coolio's son. I got TMZ reporting that Coolio's oldest son is being held without bail for grand larceny, kidnapping, robbery with a deadly weapon. And guess what?
What?
With a shady-ass prostitute. See, it's not me saying it. That's just how they have it quoted.
Coolio's oldest son.
Yes, his oldest son. You know, if you ever watched the Coolio show, he was in the show with Coolio, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, this is what they say. They say, Coolio's son, his oldest son, who appeared on the family reality show Coolio Rules, is locked up in Nevada jail after allegedly teaming up with a Vegas hooker to rob some dude at gunpoint. The TMZ has learned that 22-year-old Grits Ivy, his name is Grits Ivy, who went by the name Artist, on the reality show, if you watch the reality show, was arrested on the 14th of November for allegedly busting into a Vegas apartment with a gun and forcing the tenant into the bathroom while he and a female prostitute named Chantrice Wilkerson ransacked the place. Wow, that's crazy.
Is he on drugs or something?
I don't know. You know what? According to the police report, Chantrice was rolling at LAX nightclub, Lex nightclub, at the Lexor on the 26th of October and met a guy named Joseph Hall, who didn't know she was a call girl. The two hit it off, and Wilkerson told him that she had a dream of having sex on a pile of money. Hall asked if $5,000 was okay. She agreed, and the two eventually went back to the Hall's apartment to grab the cash out of the safe, according to the reports. The two bounced to the Wilkerson pad to do the deed, but before it went down, Wilkerson asked for money, and Hall flipped out and left. But cops say Wilkerson remembered where Hall lived and brought Grits to the place 3 days later. So they could rob it, according to the report. Grits into the pad with a gun and ordered Hall's roommate into the bathroom while he and the hooker stole the safe. two iPads, two laptops, passports, and anything else that wasn't nailed down. They just robbed them, You know?
Wow.
So that's, I guess that's where the kidnapping came in. They had the.
Now, Coolio is doing really bad that his son has to do that. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to find out. Like, is, you know, that his son is actually running around robbing with guns. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure Coolio getting some royalties. Coolio, I don't know now, is he being a father to his son? If he, you know, but he was on the show with him. So, you know,
yeah.
There's some money that was being made. And he and on the show, Coolio looked at like he took care of his kids. You know what I'm saying? So is it just Shorty running amok? Or, you know, is it, you know, is it times are hard or Shorty just trying to get out there and eat and get his, you know? That's how you got to look at that, too.
I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, he should have looked at the fact that his father's a little celebrity type. I mean, maybe that's just what it is for them. I'm just bugging out that he out there.
The messed up part about it, some of these young cats out here won't even know who Coolio is.
I mean, yeah. That's for them.
So, you know.
But his son is young, too. He only 22. Trying to do a robbery and get this dude and all that.
You know,
they thought it was going to be an easy go, you know?
$5,000 to anybody is a nice lick. You know,
yeah.
Him and the girl probably was thinking about splitting it $2,500.
But that's just $5,000 that they say that he had with him. They went and stole the whole safe.
Yeah, so, you know, that could have been, they might have known there was much more in the safe. It probably could have been much more in the safe, but, wow. All right, so, I mean, but he's caught
now. Remember,
now.
It's not only the safe. They sold everything else in it. iPad, they sold
it. So he's caught now.
Yeah, he's in jail with no bail.
With no bail.
And he's up for.
So that means he has a serious record already.
Yeah, but look at the charges. He's up for kidnapping,
wow.
Robbery. They had a gun, deadly weapon, you know.
I doubt if that's his first offense.
Nah, I doubt it too. It was too easy for him to just go ahead and go. But crazy. You know, I was looking at some other stuff too, like, you know, Trey Songz just did a concert. And guess who? You know, we already know, but Robert De Niro was rolling with Trey Songz and the crew, you know what I'm saying, all night.
He got a little brother in him now lately.
I mean, you already know. I think his wife was black anyway. You know,
oh, well,
right?
You know, he definitely had a little brother
they
in him.
They always
lately.
Say that about Robert De Niro. They say he was in there with a couple of players like T.I., Fabulous, you know what I'm saying? Just chilling, Robert De Niro, Trey Songz.
He was smoking Kush?
He was smoking something. He probably was coughing on bottles hard.
Talking
though,
like homeboy from Goodfellas. Let me tell you something. Huh?
Yo, Robert De Niro, he probably was cool. Robert De Niro looked like he just smooth with it.
Mm.
You know? But he looked like he probably was watching some.
well, as long as he wasn't acting like Pops on Meet the Fockers.
Oh, man, it's crazy. Mm. I don't think so. Robert De Niro looked like he cool, though.
They say he cool. Let me tell you something. They all. You know, Richie Cunningham, what's his name? You know, the one that played Richie Cunningham on Happy Days. All those dudes be balling and chilling, man. You know, they Jamie Foxx exposed a lot of that, man, hanging out with cats, them. You know, a lot of those cats you think is homeboy that used to be on Law & Order, the first kid with the red hair.
Yeah.
I forget his name.
Oh,
All those cats be out in the clubs balling hard, balling.
The one with the red hair. I thought you were talking about Ricky Smiley. Ain't that his name, the guy? He was on Law & Order, too.
No, not him. No, I'm talking about the Irish guy. He played in a few movies.
Mm-hmm.
He played a cop. I forget his name. I'm going to get his name before I go there. But, you know, all those dudes be in the club balling out hard, man. Them dudes be balling out hard.
I mean, what else is it to do? You got it like that. I mean, think about it.
Steven Spielberg balls out.
Listen, when I go out, I boil as hard as my little money could take me. I can't boil with them.
How much we paying you in here that you can boil out?
It's my call, boil
Capper,
out.
You hear that, Capper? She says she's boiling out.
I have my own title of boiled out, what I can do.
I think it's time for us
to
look at the books, something, you know.
Listen.
What we pay you, you can't use the word balling out.
All right, so what did I do? I just all out? That's it, all out? I take off the V.
You go out.
I just go out. That's it. You know what? You're right. But you know what? I'll be boiling in my own.
Yeah. Everybody boil on their own.
That's right. You got to. That's the only way to have some fun. You know? I'm looking at more news. This story is kind of bugged out. They got a 71-year-old. His name is bugged out, too. Kill Jun Lee. 71-year-old. He got caught smuggling, they say, $700,000 worth of phony erectile dysfunction pills.
Viagra. Fake ones?
Just fake ones. It's crazy, though. That's kind of messed up because that means that there's a lot of fake, you know, some people got to be careful out there. You be, you know, very dangerous.
And he was 71 years old?
71.
Pop was getting his
money on. But
I'm going to
tell you quick, right?
Listen.
$700,000 he was trying to smuggle on the plane. As a matter of fact, he did. He came from Korea, South Korea to here with $700,000 worth of pills. He was just getting ready to make a quick quarter million almost real fast.
Wow.
You know, they say he had 40,000 pills in itself, like 30,000 fake Viagra pills, like 8,000 fake Cialis pills, and 8,000 fake Levitras.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. 800 fake Levitras.
Oh my God.
Nah, that's just crazy. He's going to make
money. Money.
You know what I'm saying? And this is a twist. He's an ex-South Korean law enforcement.
That's a twist.
Officer, because he's a cop. He's a cop trying to smuggle
South Korean cop.
On the damn plane.
I don't mean to say it, but...
I know, but don't you
Third world country cops and all the other country cops are dirty. You know, they beat you to death,
so,
you know.
So, you thought you were just making it in here with a million pills. That was some crazy...
I would not be surprised. You know, he probably... The truth of the matter is he probably killed somebody and got that package and did his thing. So, I wouldn't be surprised.
Wow, great. I got a little more news, too. Kanye West got a sneaker out.
Yeah.
They say he got a sneaker out with Nike. They call it the Nike Air Yeezys. What a why. Yeezy. But they say it's number two. I didn't even know Kanye West had a sneaker out already.
Kids will buy it.
Kids will buy it. This sneaker, I think it drops April 13th.
And it's number 13. Two?
That's say number two. Yeah, they say Kanye West have another sneaker out. I never seen it. You remember Kanye?
I can picture some sneakers that I've seen that look like they might be some that would be his, now that you say it.
I mean, ain't it like a kid's sneaker? I guess, you know, people got, it's like a sneaker world out there, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, hey, listen, man, he's a brother making money off doing his thing. Sneakers, doing a lot. Producer.
But come on, he should have been more for the economy. The sneakers is $250.
He easy, you know? Now, you know what it is? It's not. Now, let me tell you something, man. It's what he do with some of the money he's making. Now, if he's selling sneakers like Michael Jordan is selling sneakers, then he should go back to Chicago. And when I tell people Chicago, because that's where he's from. You know what I'm saying? And you can donate to everything all over the world, but you got to go back and support your hood first. So yeah. He goes to Chicago and do his thing. And I'm pretty sure he does that. Everybody usually go back to their hood, their hometown, and do it big. So, or do something that got something going on in their hood, you know?
I mean, I guess you're right. But $250 for a pair of Nikes? Come on,
let me tell you something. Jordans have went higher than that before.
Yeah, but that's a special Jordan. But most of us can afford the $150 Jordans. And the $150 is the ones with them big feet. Mostly.
Now, let me tell you something. $150 Jordans are Jordans of last year nowadays.
But Jordans are not $250.
They're about $189 to $200.
That's if you got like a size 50, a size 13.
If you have a size 11 and bigger.
All right. A size 11 and bigger.
Which
that's
is
not,
most men
not
that
most,
play basketball.
Not most men.
Most men, I mean, all right. A lot of men that play basketball.
But that's not all who's buying the sneakers.
But I'm just saying it was made for. So just go to that demographic.
Hey, that's how much the sneaker costs? $289 for a pair of Jordans?
See, I'm just saying it depends. You know, you could get some for $150, you know, but those would be, well, if it's a new exclusive pair, and when it first come out, you know, it's going to be, some stores going to have for $170, some. And, you know, what I'm talking about with tax. If it's $169, or with the, you know, with tax, it goes up to, you know, it goes up substantially, you know what I'm saying? So you got to think about that. Then you got Jimmy Hoo-Hoo, who come to the block with a van and sell you the joints for 28th Street that look like them. The Jordan.
Yeah.
The Jordan.
Yeah.
They don't say Jordan. They be like Jordan.
Oh, wait. I think I'm wrong. I think they come out. What's today? Today is the 9th, right?
Yeah.
I think they come out. They came out today.
So what you going to buy a pair of Kanye West?
Hell no.
Why you say hell no?
You like them? I mean, I... Kanye,
you ball it
like
out,
Kanye.
You might as well go buy
that's
a pair.
That's not what I'm not, no, no. That's not even girly looking. Like, it's just a guy sneaker, that's it. That's a guy sneaker. Or a little kid sneaker.
It looks like you need some real straight jeans with them sneakers right there.
Some real straight ones?
They look like they go with tight jeans. I just, I don't know. For some reason, they look like
jeans.
They some skinny jeans.
They
sneakers
probably do. They got that look.
They're
like that skateboard
jeans.
Type
yeah.
of look.
Yeah, yeah. I'll stick to my Air Nikes and, you know, my shell toes.
Nah, you know what? I'm with you. That's what's up. I don't know about $250.
My Chuck Taylors.
For some Nike Yeezys. But, you know.
I stay old
in
school.
Stores now. Big up to Kanye. You know who else is in the news a little bit?
Who?
Ja Rule. Ja Rule, y'all know, is in jail.
I actually didn't know that. But now
Yeah, he's in jail for, I think something he did back in the day. But he's in a jail now because he had an album out. His album came out February 29th on his birthday. He's a leap year baby. I didn't know he had an album that came out. You?
I didn't know he's a leap year baby. Nah.
Yeah, yeah. He's finally got a chance to celebrate. He only gets to celebrate his birthday 4 times in 10 years. That's messed up, right?
Crazy.
He has a fake birthday for the rest of the time.
Wow.
He's got a fake birthday. He's not even really alive.
A leap year birthday. Wow, how your birth certificate look?
He's not even born for real. He just got to wait 4 years. But he you know, on his birthday wanted to promote his album release. So he holded a couple of radio station interviews, which was against the rules in jail. You know, you ain't supposed to be on the phone holding on interviews and all that stuff. You don't get those privileges like that no more. So, you know, that might be good on his good behavior time. So that might set him back a little bit. I don't know. But they say his album sold 3,000 copies. Not because nobody knew he even had an album.
3,000 copies.
So, you know, I don't blame him. He wanted to try to promote it. You know what? He tried to promote it so he could get a little more. I didn't even know Ja Rule had an album released. Go support Ja Rule. Buy his album.
You know, well, let's get into some more music, man.
Let's get into some more
before music. Before we get you out of here.
They're already trying to kick me out. Y'all listening to Ladies Night with Kay Nicole. DJ Big Stu already trying to kick me out. That's all right because I'm staying here and I'm going to tune in and chime in on something he's doing. I don't care. Because it's ladies' night, and guess what? We can do that. Let's get this music going.
Turn up the music, feel your cup and drink it down. Turn up the music cause I feel a little turned on. Turn up the music, don't you try to turn me down.
Make a wish, put this cake in your face. And it's not even
give him a birthday. Ooh, it's not even her birthday. But I wanna lick her ice mouth. Give it to her in the worst way. Can't wait to blow candles out. I want to. I'ma make you my bitch.
Situation, and we still want to keep it going with, can a man and woman just be friends? I can even call and ask DJ Big Stu and tell him what you think about that, you know? What you think about that, DJ Big Stu?
I don't know.
You don't know? All right. Ladies Night, K Nicole, every Friday. Make sure y'all stay tuned in, call in, and y'all can always go to beefstewradio.com and check out some of the K Nicole shows.
Check us out on Twitter.
Twitter.
Beef Stew Radio.
Beef Stew Radio. You know, go there. You can go there anytime and look at some of the archives and listen to any show.
And hit the Facebook like page, Beef Stew Radio, too.
And hit the Facebook like page on Beef Stew Radio. You can hit the Facebook like page on K Nicole, Baby's Night with K Nicole. And I'll see you guys next Friday. Y'all have a beautiful, beautiful night, but I'm going to still stay here and mess with DJ Big Stu for a second. So, everybody have a good night.
That was my girl, K Nicole, Ladies Night. You know how she do her thing. She always do it up real big. Another great show for her, man. K Nicole always be real deep with her stuff. Always got some great topics, man, and some great things. Make sure y'all tune in every Friday night, Ladies Night, with K Nicole. Today, you know, everybody's, well, earlier today, not today, it was yesterday now, but everybody was celebrating Biggie Smalls, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, we had, you know, we missed Biggie Smalls, and everybody, there's a lot of tributes to Biggie Smalls. You looked out on Facebook, and you seen a lot of people like, yo, Biggie, got love for you, Biggie, Biggie this, Biggie that, you know what I'm saying? Biggie, truly, an argument, you know, it could be argued that Biggie was one of the greatest rappers to ever live, if not the greatest rapper to ever live. So, you know, today I thought I'd do a tribute tribute to Biggie, you know what I'm saying? Big shouts out to, you know, to his mother, Miss Wallace, and big shouts out to the Bad Boy family, to Puffy, you know, Biggie and Tupac and, you know, some other MCs, Big L, you know, they and you know and you know and I always say this, and a lot of people don't know true, it's a lot of people who passed away. You know what I'm saying? DJ Scott LaRock was one of the best DJs, you know, KRS-One DJ, never really got a chance to fulfill what he could have fulfilled. So, you know, I just want to, but Biggie, today is Biggie Day, man. So, y'all stay with me, tune in with me, man, check, you know, cool out with me. Let's go back, let's just remember Biggie, y'all, you know, let's do that. Let's take the time, you know, if you got your bottle of champagne, if you got your Dutch Master, if you got everything, man, let's just take the time, sit down, man, and let's just think about your boy Biggie. Remember, one of the greatest rappers that ever lived.
motherfucker. The shit just get me so motherfucking mad because, you know, that was my nigga, you know? And, like, I had just got the nigga Puff card and shit. Yeah. I knew the shit was about to go down, and my man was, like, hyping it. Like, everywhere it go, me and OB together, and the nigga be like, watch, I'm telling you, when my man get on, it's going to be some shit. We ain't going to have to sell this shit no more, I'm telling you.
Right.
And the nigga just got moped out like that, man. That shit fucked me up, man.
Shit fucked a whole lot of niggas up.
Yeah, man. I love that nigga O2. That was my motherfucking heart.
Yeah. Dedicating this to my nigga O. We miss you, nigga. Going out to all the young niggas that died in struggle. Hold up. Shit is real in the field, you know? I'm fucking blunt for all you niggas. Word up.
Daydreams is how we used to be. And that baby looking just like you. I've been missing you lately.
I remember selling 3 bricks of straight flour. Got my man a beat down to the third power. He didn't care, spent the money in a half hour. Got some fish scale, rained on competition like a shower. Got the coke cooked up, a crackhead Kevin. In 88, McCain ruled with half stepping. A 38, a lot of mouth was our only weapon. We was kings till the D's crept in, and now I'm listening. Understand the game it be kind of topsy turvy. You win some, you lose some. Damn, they lost a brother, they mother lost a son. Fuck, why my nigga couldn't stay in NY? I'm a thug, but I swear for 3 days I cried. I look in the sky and ask God why. Can't look at baby girls in the eye. Damn, I'm listening. Found out her baby father cheating, now Drew she got the slayer. One night, across from the corner store, Taya ran around the block with a chrome 44, squeezed all 6 shots in the passenger door. The dude lived what my baby had to die for. I'm missing him.
No more, but you'll always be my baby.
seems like only yesterday I was holding you in my arms. Now look at you now, big man. But I worry about you. I worry about you all the time. Hanging out on the corner all times of night with the cool people. Baby, that ain't nothing but trouble. I always taught you that you could have whatever you dream. Well, I want you to hold on to that dream, baby. Hold on to it real tight. Cause the sky's the limit.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
Right.
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo!
I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to classy.
Right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had two pair of leaves. Besides that, the pinstripes and the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt and alligators. You wanna see the inside? I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake.
Wow.
Why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place. Play your position. Here come my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket. Rob him while his friends watching and hoes clocking. Here comes respect. This crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at they man eyes, big man, they never try. So we roll with them, stole with them. I mean loyalty, niggas bought me milks at lunch. The milks with chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. Hey, yeah, eye tops and blue and white stuff. That's blunt.
I know that you keep on, just keep on
of them, long as I got stuff for most of them, saw. Even when I was wrong, I got my point across. They depicted me the boss. Of course, my orange box cutter make the world go round. Plus, I'm fucking bitches ain't my homegirls now. Start stacking, dabbled in crack, gun packing. Nicknamed Medina, make the scene took my Nina. From gym class to in glass, passed off for global. The only nigga with a mobile. Can't you see like total? Getting larger in wasted taste. Ain't no telling where this telling is heading. Just in case, keep a shell at the tip of your melon. Clear the space. Your brain was a terrible thing to waste. 88 on gate, snatching issue nameplate. Smoking splits with niggas. Real life, begin to kill us. Praying God forgive us for being sinners. Help us out. Enterprise and I ain't have to be in school by 10. I then began to encounter with my counterpart to how to burn the block apart. Break it down into sections. Drugs by these selections. Some use pipes, others use injections. Syringe sold separately. Frank the deputy, quick to grab my Smith and Wesson like my dick was missing. Should protect my position, my corner, my layer. While we out here, say the hustler's prayer. If the game shakes me or breaks me, I hope it makes me a better man. Take a better scene, put money in my mom's hand. Get my daughter this college plan, so she don't need no man. Stay far from timid, only make moves when your heart's in it. And live to pray, sky's the limit, motherfucker. See you chumps on top.
Keep on, just keep on, on. Sky is the limit. Baby, be with me. You have what you want.
album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
It's all good,
and all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The hard, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Sarski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Personal with Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast, condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood, and it's still all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got to ride the limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps a act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive. And it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label. Yeah.
the loudest one. Representing BK to the fullest. Gats are bullets. Bass is ducking when Big B bucking. Chicken heads be clucking in my bathroom fucking. It ain't nothing. They know Big B handling with the Mac in the actor paneling. Bandaging MCs. Oxygen, they can't breathe. Mad tricks up the sleeve. Wear boxes so my dick can breathe. Breeze through in the Q45 by my side. Miracle high. And those that brushes my clutches get put on crutches. Get smoked like touches from the master. Hate to blast ya, but I have to. You see, I smoke a lot. Your life is played out like Farmay and the fucking polka dots. Who rocks the spot? Biggie, you know how the weed go. Unbelievable.
One. mind. Like a wide face Rolex, you just shine. I like that waistline. Let me hit that from behind. Which wall you wanna climb? My style genuine. Girl, I love you long time. I got you pinned up with your fucking limbs up. All because you like the way my bed was rimmed up. Bitch, keep your chin up. Please watch me do me. Nasty. Like it when you make it move fast, mommy. I like it when you throw it on me. No love making, strictly back booking. Seasonal, all his hoes go to my dough. Then they go to his flow to fuck some up. So no, caviar, shark bar, strictly sex, that's sex to your leftover spaghetti. I know you used to slow CDs and Don P's, but tonight it's 8 tracks and 6 packs while I hit that.
Down in Times Square. Yeah.
catch a seat at all events bent. Gatching holsters, girls on shoulders. Play what? I told ya, me and Mike to me, lose too much, I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's like you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch, never that. If I did, ain't no problem, it's just a gap. Where the true players at? Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side, and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Player please, lyrically, nigga C, B-I-G-B, flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 500, hit my phone number, your man, I got the know, I got the dough, got the flow down, pizzack, platinum plus, like this act, dangerous, on Trizak, leave your ass pizzack.
Call Lil C, tell that motherfucker to bring me some motherfucking weed in his house. Fuck that. Tell that reporter to go pick up 10,000 from Dez and go pick up about like 20 G's from Gina. Tell that motherfucker to get this nigga next door up out of here. That nigga be snoring all night, I can't sleep. And call that big butt nurse with the long hair to come suck my dick.
Bad boy,
come on. The doctor said I need about 3 weeks of recovery. But the nurses is loving me, saying the best part of the day is my half. Feeding me breakfast and giving me a sponge bath. Nigga say I died dead in the streets. Nigga, I'm getting high, getting head on the beach. Chilling, sitting on about half a million. With all my niggas, all my guns, all my women. Next 2 years, I can see about a billion. All for the love of drug dealing. Got no love for the other side, fuck them tricks. Any repercussions, Junior Mafia spit clips all the time. Big Papa kicks the war around. Raw flows, and that's how it goes.
Come on. My nigga swinging things, tamarindian kings, truck necklace, igloo, ringing things. For the bitches, you see them rims spinning grins, that shit with the B trimmed and wings. Heavy and large, I still was first to rap. On the road to the riches, more furs to drag. More niggas to kill, then birds to bag. Hit the jeweler and splurge the tab. Hops out the truck like Trick, what up? Call me Sean if you suck, call me gone when I nut. That's the end of us. Get your friend the fuck, twist and bend her up. You know the deal, niggas talking real busy on some ball and shit. Funny how quick these pricks to get. Acting like I ain't the reason they traded they shit. Switch that 5, cop that 6. It's all good, you know who the clone is. Fuck the Joneses, niggas trying to keep up with the cone. Come on,
the notorious K.I. to the M. That's me and MTV, no doubt. Titty out like, whoa, I don't give a fuck. Y'all know my attitude. Can't stand my cologne and stay your ass home. You ran your chaperone. Things done changed, but we continue to reign as the king and the queen of hip-hop. Me and B.I. Frank White, still a center of attention. I'm by his side with the chrome fist playing my position. Sex, young kid from the ghetto. That bitch rocking mics and high heels to level. We taking over like Francis. Switching our styles like the hottest new dances. See, I let y'all live a stack of little paper. Be glad I pushed my album back. I did y'all hoes a favor.
Come on now. What's his name?
He is,
and he won't stop.
We are.
We are.
this world, the fly girl. And the Ray of Hennessy until I call Earl. 10 months in this gut, what the fuck? I wish your mother hurry up so I could get bucked. Wild juvenile ripping mics and shit. New York, ready for the likes of this? Then came the worst date, May 21st, 2019. I sent my mama water burst. My spouse in the house, so she rolled herself to the hospital to see if she could get a little help. Umbilical cords wrapped around my neck. I'm seeing my death, and I ain't even took my first step. I made it out, I'm bringing mad joy. The doctor looked and said he's gonna be a bad boy.
That I give my left eye. With the right, I visualize the king of Best Eye. Checking his daughter Tiana in the junior high. If I was in Brooklyn and B.I. was still alive in 2006, it might sound like this. NY 718 212s with Sue's rendezvous. It's like Moulin Rouge, high fashion, uptown Air Force Ones and Vasquez. Puerto Ricans with fat asses, Blaze Dutch masters. We dump ashes on models and S classes for you bastards. Catch a cab to Manhattan with that Broadway acting. You hype that belly shit and get you capped and wrapped in plastic. Tell the captain, ask Raj what's happening. I hear nor speak no evil inside the bag.
Making cream on the drug scene. Fuck the football team. Risking rough the slings by the age of 16. Hearing the coach scream ain't my lifetime dream. I mean, I want to blow up, stack my dough up. So school I didn't show up. It fucked my flow up. Mom said that I should grow up and check myself before I wreck myself. Disrespect myself. Put the drugs on the shelf. Nah, couldn't see it. Scarface, king of New York. I want to be it. Rap was secondary. Money was necessary until I got incarcerated. Kind of scary. C-74 Mod 8 set me straight, not able to move behind the great steel gate. Time to contemplate, damn, where did I fail? All the money I stacked was all the money for bail. Thank you.
deeper than the pussy of a bitch's feet. This dick feel sweet in this little petite. Young bitch from the street, guaranteed to stay down. Used to bring work out of town on Greyhound. Now I'm billboard bound. Niggas press to hit it. Play me like a chicken, thinking I'm pressed to get it. Rather lose a killer than a stick up just. Rather count a million while you eat my pussy. Push me to the limit, get my feelings in it. Get me open while I'm coming down your throat. You wanna be my main squeeze, nigga, don't you? You wanna lick between my knees, nigga, don't you? Wanna see me whipping your three down the ab? Blow up spots for bitches because I'm mad. Break up the fear, lick shots in the air. You get back and start swinging everywhere. Me shifty, now you wanna pistol with me. Pull out your nine while I cop on mine. Now what, nigga? I ain't got time for this. So what, nigga? I'm not trying to hear that shit. Now you wanna buy me diamonds in Armani suit. Age of Venezini and Chanel 9 boots. Things to make up for all the games and the lies. Homework card saying I apologize. Is you with me? How could you ever deceive me? To pay back the bitch, motherfucker, believe me. Nah, I ain't gay, this ain't no Lesbo flow. Just a little something to let you motherfuckers know.
Best, yes, trust to impress, spark these bitches' interest. Remix.
First things first, I pop freaks all the honey, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like cause they don't get Nathan but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say Gucci down to the socks, rings and watch filled with rocks, and my jam knocking your Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me, Navajos creep me and they pee-pee, as I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it, if you think you're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns, get it? Now tell your friends, Papa, hit it, then split it in two, as I flow with the Junior Mafia, I don't know what the hell's stopping ya, I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya, once the grin, I'm in, game begin, first I talk about how I dress is this, and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus is the sex. Just immaculate from the back, I get deeper and deeper. Help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
All I need is one more day. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
That song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan Scheming. Don't leave your girl around me. True player for real. Act Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
I got that good song, girl, you didn't know. I got that good song, girl, you didn't know.
We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls, the envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them, the finest women I love with the passion, your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing, high fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man masturbates, isn't this great, your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just rewind. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
One more chance.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
One look outside and I'm already upset, yo. It look about 102. It's a Saturday and Biggie ain't got nothing to do. I'm interrupted by a phone ring. Sometimes I wish I never got the motherfucking thing. Hello, hello, can I speak to Biggie? Yo, who this? Tanisha, your callback, I'm busy. Why don't you hit me on the box a little later? Watch up, got dressed, hit the elevator. Steps out, it's the same old scene. Dope fiend, crack fiend, now with this new team. I seen the honey with the butt looking butter sore. I know she look my better with them clothes up on. Sitting all thick with the ruby red lipstick. That's the one I got to get with. Can I get with ya? 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 Why you wanna get with me? Cause they got a big D-U-C-G. Can I get with ya? 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 Why you wanna get with me? Cause they got a big D-U-C-G. She said if I get with you, I got to get with your whole hood rat crew. What you think I do? Slink skin for a nippin'? My name ain't November. This ain't Thanksgiving. You ain't Michael Bibbin. Smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Do me, baby, I ain't down. My name ain't Tupac, I don't get around. You hittin' this nigga, how that sound? First of all, they got me mixed up with
on the back twiddling with the butt rest. Threw on my silk CD, cause I wanna get freaky with you. Lose control on the skin dissolve like a picture. Now I'm about to hit ya. Can I get with ya? 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 Why you wanna get with me? Cause they got a big D-U-D.
Yo, yo, show my hoes respect you. Tamika, sorry I left you. Michelle, I'm glad I met you. You make the head feel special. Now I know it's official that I can touch and tease you. Pull up my pants and dish you and hit the door you came through. It's easily AKA Mr. Nasty. Germany style, these hoes, they blast me. All of the chicken head was set to peel past me. Let the hands, ankles, feet, they ashy. I like the flashy type who pass with dice. With long hair and they ask me right. I get up on that ass, see what that be like. I'll fuck a bitch good if she acts me right.
Can I get with ya? 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 Why you wanna get with me? Cause they got a big
it's bone and biggie, biggie. Yeah, I think I did it right tonight, y'all. Y'all can't deny that I rocked the house tonight. Tribute to my man Biggie Smalls, Christopher Wallace. Big shout out to Miss Wallace, the Bad Boy family, and everybody. We definitely was giving Biggie some love tonight. You know, I played some of the traditional Biggie songs, and then I played some of the songs that you just, if you was just a real Biggie fan and a real Biggie lover, you definitely appreciated those. But we are up in the building. You're listening to Beef Stew. You're listening to Beef Stew Radio with your man DJ Big Stew. You know, this is ladies' night. It's your girl, K Nicole. She in the back, you know, she's munching out. The food just came in, you know. We got it where we can get food delivered to the studio at any time because they feel safe coming up in this building. So, you know, that's how it is, what we're doing. Listening to the number one online station coming out of Harlem, baby. This is Beef Stew Radio. It is your man, Big Stew, in the building. Once again, I can't say it enough. But I just want to say, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night to Hot Talk with my girl Mimi and my main man, the Kizappa. They're going to be doing their thing. It's going to be another great hot show. If you didn't catch last week's show, it was a finale. I can't even say nothing because I looked like the bad guy, and I don't want K Nicole to come running in a room and starting an argument over what happened last week. But it was the round table. It was a good show, and you know that's what we do here on Beef Stew Radio. So you know, make sure, like I said, y'all tune in, man. Stay tuned, and you know, good night.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.